97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So we're experimenting with some new modern technology. It's called video this afternoon, Sue. And we have some of the guests. Dwayne Patterson was on a video feed. I think Curtis Hauck is there. Testing. One,
hello.
Two, three. Can you actually see me right now, Curtis?
Yes, I can.
Wow. You're a little light on that microphone. I'm going to jack that up a little bit. All right. Hey, there you are. How are you, Curtis Hauck?
Hey, good to be with you, my friend.
You know, it's so funny because
I have color.
Yes, we have. It's funny, though, because I've known a little bit of what you look like. But look, we've never met in person. I have these relationships with people like Dwayne Patterson, my previous guest, is a great example. We really get along even outside of the show. We have some things in common. And there are people that I never probably will meet in person. Maybe I will, but you might be one of those people, Curtis Hauck. But how are you? It's great to have you on.
Doing good. You never know. I may come to the race at Gateway one year or come to see a Cards or Blues game when my Nats or Caps are in town. You never know.
Oh, you come in here and I will take good care of you. Are you a NASCAR guy? Is that what I just heard?
Yes.
Okay,
massive
awesome.
NASCAR guys in IndyCar F1. So this weekend, I'm excited for the Grand Prix in D.C.
One of my dear friends, and he would love to entertain you if you came in town, we'd go to a baseball game, is the legendary Kenny Wallace, Rusty's brother. But man, he's an amazingly kind and, you know, generous human being. He's one of my favorite people on the planet. So real important part of the show as well. All right, let's talk about some stuff here. Look, I had Scott Jennings on a couple of hours ago, and he was able to rip on the the John Ossoff situation. I want you to explain this just a little bit, because you have a United States senator that basically made an allegation that the president is traveling around with a 35-year-old staffer and having an affair with her. I mean, that was pretty blatantly what he said, and I think even some people on the left were a little, you know, off-put by that. But that's not getting a lot of attention, is it?
Well, and the fact that they're not really talking about it on the networks is proof that they're a little uneasy about it, I would say. ABC, CBS, NBC, they haven't really mentioned it. MS Now, not really. CNN has really only done it a few times in context of, oh, he got Donald Trump upset. You know, look at how good-looking John Ossoff is and all the usual nonsense that we have here, other than the brother that was on Aaron Burnett last night. But that's been documented before in the few New York Times stories that have been done about Natalie Harp, pointing out that there's family tensions, political tensions that, you know, you see in a lot of families in America. It's just unfortunately that hers is a lot more public. She tragically lost her father a number of years ago. So I think that explains a lot of her closeness to Donald Trump, needing a father figure in her life. But I actually knew Natalie many years ago. She was a host at One America News, OAN. And she was one of the first people to give me a weekly media appearance. It started just with the previous host of her time slot, but her team kept me around. And so I spent many months on her show every week talking about the news of the day. So I owe a lot to her in terms of giving me the reps. You know this, Mark, a lot of this job, you don't really get anywhere
Yeah.
get good at it without the consistent reps. And she did that for me.
So, you know, in what he did, and here's what, you know, you guys have written about this, and Scott was telling me about this because I didn't hear the segment. But one of the questions I asked him a couple hours ago is, you had people on your panel that were defending this? And he said, oh, yeah, they were, right? You got the transcript on Newsbusters.
Right. Yeah. And the thing that I have to say, too, is the double standard here, you know, and also that this woman, Natalie Harp, is not a cabinet official. She's not the press secretary. It's very unseemly to begin with. But those people, at least, Mark, are before the cameras. They're public facing, whereas Natalie Harp is known as a body man or body woman. That really only people who know politics closely know. They're very important, but they're not facing, you know, they're not doing interviews,
right,
so to speak.
There's a lot of those people behind the scenes.
To defend there, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Curtis Hauck, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Let me ask you about the, I talked about this yesterday. I played the audio of Terry Moran. This is an interesting story because Terry Moran is the guy that went on late night, probably with a few glasses of wine or something like that, and said some things about Stephen Miller that got him fired at ABC. But interestingly enough, he goes on a podcast called The Fifth Column, and he tells this fascinating story about how ABC spiked a story that he was going to do on the origins of COVID-19. And I found that fascinating, didn't you?
Yeah, in the fact that they asked him why, and he simply said Fauci, that somehow Fauci was turned into some sort of editor-in-chief for the day when it came to this story, and that he had so much power that he basically spiked it. He had problems with it, and that AB said, you know, more or less boiled it down to the point that Terry Moran in the clip, for those that didn't hear it on your show yesterday, that he didn't watch the package, and he doesn't want to because it was unrecognizable that the changes that were made, that he was told, boiled it down, watered it down to nothing resembling what he had originally planned. And that should be a way bigger story and something that he should have talked about, you know, fairly early on when he left ABC News. The fact that he kind of made it such an afterthought, or that it's coming out now, obviously because of Fauci being in the news, but I think that's such a seismic example of censorship. That should be something that you want people to know about pretty early. But, you know, I don't know what goes on in the mind of Terry Moran.
It's the exact opposite of what the news network should have been doing. They did it before with Amy Raubach, who came out and very clearly said, look, she was going to do an interview with Virginia Guffier, the Epstein accuser, and they spiked it. They didn't think that it was, you know, meeting their standards when, in fact, it did, and they spiked that story as well. So, look, the other thing that he addressed, and this is sort of, you know, maybe burying the lead a little bit, because the guy that hosted the podcast, Michael Moynihan, when, you know, Terry Moran is asked whether or not ABC News is a liberal institution, he says, yes, but I think a lot like mainstream media, it's because of lack of viewpoint diversity. That was one of the problems in covering Trump. Nobody had voted for him. I couldn't be more in agreement with that. It is a lack of viewpoint diversity. And I've had conversations, I was talking about this yesterday with Dave Kerpius, who's the J School Dean at the University of Missouri, my alma mater. I think that he told me he believes in viewpoint diversity in a newsroom, but man, nobody's really putting any viewpoint diversity in a newsroom, which is the problem.
Yeah, you have it exactly right. You have people that identify the problem. Chuck Todd has done this many, many times over the years, brought up the lack of platforming or knowing people in your life or geographical biases as well. That's obviously a huge part of the equation. But then, are we going to do something about it? Oh,
no.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's part one, part two. And last I checked, 50% is still failure.
I think you're right. That's good math. And I'm not even good at math, right? I got to let you go a little earlier here. We had a great event. I don't know. Are you into golf? You mentioned a lot of sports. You like golf?
I've been following your clips. Yeah. I'm really glad to watch this.
Senator Schmidt was out today with Scottie Scheffler. The BMW Championship starts tomorrow morning. I'm going to give folks a little bit of a update and the latest preview. But Curtis, you have a great week. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, take care, my friend. Congrats on all this.
It was good to see you. To see you on the video. How about that? All right, we'll see you. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.